4:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's about 87 degrees, so it's toasty. And here's the difference from the other day. The humidity keeps ticking up and up and up. It's not oppressive, right? It's 61%. But the other day it was down in the 30s, so there's a difference. All right, a couple of great things I've got to share with you coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. One of the things that is now underway on behalf of the Richmond Redevelopment and something Housing Authority, blah, 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 blah. They want to rename Creighton Court. Why? Why not? I didn't even know that it was open. You know what I mean? No, I mean, in other words, if somebody was at Jeff, could you help us come up with a name, a new name for Creighton Court? And I thought, I had some names. I don't know that they would have been chosen, but, you know, Felonious Estates, I think, has a real ring to it. I really do. You could, yeah. Gunshot Commons. That would be something, wouldn't it? But apparently not. So, look, it wasn't open to me, but here's the list they came up with. And you know what's odd is I'm looking actually at the RRHA sites online, the Richmond Redevelopment Housing Authority, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here's what they have. The renaming options are, number one, Armstrong Heights. Number two, Tappahannock Commons. Number three, Eastview. I guess it's Heights, but it's misspelled on the RRHA website. Heights, as spelled in number one, Armstrong Heights, H-E-I-G-H-T-S. But number three on the RRHA.com website is Eastview. I guess it's Heights, H-I-E-G-H-T-S. Renaissance East, Freedmen's Place, and Creighton Gardens. Okay. Well, here's a couple of other things coming in from the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. As I said, Jane in Short Pump said, hey, Jeff, it's still the mosque to me. And I totally agree about Creighton Court, right? How many people go to the Altria, which has actually been through a name change or 12 since it was the mosque, right? But it's still the mosque. 540, Jeff, Nickel Bridge, and there will always be a Creighton Court. Jeff, they can change the name of Creighton Court, but until they change the management, hold the management and the residents accountable to the rules and regulations and follow through with the penalties or violations, then nothing is going to change. Oh, sure it is. No. Of course it'll change. They're going to change this sign. Oh, it'll be great. Because you know that somebody's cousin at the RRHA, I'm sure, will get the contract to do the new sign. And who knows, maybe they'll have to rename street names as well. That'll be more largesse. And what else? Oh, stationery. You got to update the stationery. And good Lord, somebody at RRHA should actually take a look at their own website. Spell a few things correctly on your own website, would you? Glenn's in Glen Allen says, Jeff, why not just rename it to another rabbit hole court? Signs paid for by the plastic bag tax. Could they pay tribute to the plastic bags? Could they? Maybe. I don't know. Jim from Prince George says, hey, I'm looking at the site. You're right. RRHA can't even spell Heights correctly on their own name list on their own website. Here's somebody else. Jeff, how about Gangbanger Estates? LeVar Phoney View. Oh, yeah. What if they named it after LeVar Stoney? There got to be some better names than those. Anybody else have any suggestions to rename Creighton Court? 833-804-1140. I haven't lived in an apartment complex of any sort for a long time, but, you know, Heights and Commons and Woods, aren't things like Woods, you know, like, I don't know, Parham Woods or Eastview Estates. Yeah, that's another one. I don't know. Yeah, you come up with them and I'll share them. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. And again, it doesn't matter what the new name is. It will always be Creighton Court. You know, I explained this to Rich Herrera not too long ago. Nobody else had explained it to him, which is crazy. But, you know, I like Rich. Seems like a nice enough guy, you know. So I said, hey, people in Central Virginia get stuck on anything and it just stays. It's just the way it is. Right? I've been here 13 years. For many people, I am still the new guy. That, right, Germ, the one sales lady who told me 13 years ago, you're not going to stay. He's not going to stay. He's not going to last. He's not blah, blah, blah. I think she still thinks, oh, he's going to leave any day now. Okay. But I said that to Rich. I said, hey, listen. Do your thing. Seriously, do your show. Don't do anybody else's show. Don't worry about anybody else's show. You do yours. Yes, Jerem, I am still here. That's right. You better go break it to her. I'm still here. It happens. We all know, or we should all know, the old Richmond joke. How many people, how many Richmonders does it take to change a light bulb? 7. 1 to change a light bulb, 6 to tell you how great the old light bulb was. So it will always be Creighton Court. I don't give a rat's patoot what it is that you rename it to. It will always be Creighton Court. And instead of devoting all of this time, all of this energy, and since there's time and energy involved, you know there's money involved, please just move on to something else. Please do something about the crime that takes place on a regular basis in Creighton Court. I love Caroline Leavitt. I do. No, I do. Her predecessor, what's her name? Karine Jean-Pierre. Remember her? She checked a whole slew of boxes. Remember, she was the first black female lesbian. Wasn't she an immigrant as well? Or were her parents? I don't know. She had like a whole bunch of DEI boxes she checked. So she got that job. Did you know she's left the Democrat Party? Good Lord. Who's left over there? Gutman, I think. And you know what's funny? They don't want him because it's crazy. I mean, he's Meshuggah. I love him. He's crazy, though. But they don't even want him. So Caroline Leavitt spent the other day taking apart some of the news media. And it was just a thing of beauty. And I'm going to share that with you. Oh, that's right. Fetterman. John Fetterman is still a Democrat. And Lord knows they're trying to push him out as quickly as possible. Because in the last 2 years, he has actually said things that make sense. I know a lot of people were confused by that, but he said, so the Democrats don't want him. But anyway, let's take a listen. Caroline Leavitt absolutely crushes the hacks at NBC. Cut number 5.
And I think some of the media reporting we've seen on this is frankly sloppy and irresponsible. There are serious people who are taking this issue seriously, starting with the president himself, who, as you know, on his first domestic trip back in office, visited both North Carolina and California, both of which were, of course, hit by natural disasters when he wasn't even president, but he took ownership of that and visited those places and those people immediately.
Is it Brian? About hurricane season appropriate, though, now that this is serious business, as you talked about?
It's serious business, Kelly, and I'm not going to engage in such fodder with a question like that.
Sweet! First of all, she used the word fodder. Love fodder! Oh, what a good term. But she it's like watching a World Series champion hitter going up against the local Little League pitcher from sixth grade, right? The Little League pitcher thinks he or she is really throwing heat. And the batter, boom, boom, just right out of the park. And guess what? I got a few more right out of the parks for you. We'll do that in just a couple of moments. It is 4:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.